U.S. Senator Rick Scott is taking a short trip to Taiwan this week. In the meantime, Beijing also sent fighter jets across the Taiwan Strait. It's a move Taiwan decried as provocative. Here's more on what's happening.
U.S. Senator Rick Scott is on a two-day visit to Taiwan. After meeting with President Tsai Ing-wen, he told reporters that the world has changed since Russia waged war on Ukraine.
I think what, you know, what Taiwan has to do, Japan has to do, South Korea has to do, they have to continue to build interoperability with those they think will work with them to defend their freedom. They've got to continue to do more drills to make sure they're ready in case Communist China does or Russia or anyone else does the wrong thing. So I'm going to do everything I can to be helpful.
During Scott's visit, several Chinese fighter jets crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's defense ministry denounced Beijing's move as provocative and one which has seriously damaged regional peace and stability. The median line is an unofficial buffer zone between China and Taiwan. Normally, both sides stick to their respective areas, but in some cases, the Chinese Air Force goes beyond the dividing line. In the Pacific, the growing threat from China is also a cause for concern. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese raised the issue during his annual meeting with New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Under Xi, China has changed its position. It is more forward-leaning. It is more aggressive. Australia's position is that we will continue to engage and we want to cooperate with China where we can. But we will stand up for Australian values when we must.